It's Data Transfer Season 2, Episode 14. I'm Audrey.
And you must spawn more overlords.
You must spawn more overlords.
I'm Carla.
You require more Vespene gas.
Construct additional pylons.
Do you know who, I always say this little piece of trivia, and this is for the StarCraft nerds out there. Do you know who's actually saying you must construct additional pylons in the first StarCraft expansion?
Who?
Tassadar.
Ah, that's funny.
Tassadar's your advisor.
It's so funny and cool and neat.
Yeah.
Like you.
I love that I do a program where I get to say the name Tassadar, and it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's neat. I bet a non-zero number of listeners have probably jerked off to Protoss porn before.
Yes. Yes, definitely. I just want to, can I shout out something somebody said on the Patreon?
No.
I'm going to pull it up. Please?
No. How dare you?
I'm going to blow up their spot. I'm not going to name them,
I need you to blow up my spot, babe.
Blow up my fucking spot.
My fucking peace spot.
Blow up my fucking spot. Where the fuck? Why? Oh my god, I cannot stand. Here we go. A Digidestined tier user, I messaged them and said, yay, thank you for supporting us. We forgot to do shout outs on your episode where you joined, so I feel like a shitheel. We'll get them next time. To which this Digidestined listener responds, no trouble at all. I'm a few eps behind and I would never have noticed. You gals are a huge part of my mental upswing I'm trying to keep going. The trans joy is super what I need and I wanted to support y'all.
You read that one to me before.
Yeah, big ups to you, listener, and your mental upswing. We're very happy for you and we're glad that we get to be a part of it.
Big uppies for our listeners.
Yeah.
You get uppies.
You get uppies from us.
My arms are not very strong. My core is not strong, but my legs are powerful, and you lift with your legs.
Yeah, power legs.
Lift with your legs.
You'll be uncomfortably energetic.
Mother Nature will be like, slow down. You'll be like, fuck you, and kick her in the face with your energy legs.
Vintage.
What's going on with you? What's happening?
I picked up Factorio again.
Oh no.
I beat it. I beat Space Age. Not only did I beat Space Age, I went all the way to the Shattered Planet, learned that you didn't have to do that to win the game, and then went all the way back to the edge of the solar system. Was like, could have had that done 4 days ago.
But you did. You went to the Shattered Planet, which at the time, if I'm not mistaken, only 34 other players on this fucking 40 Earth
something
had done.
Other players had done. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Top 50, baby.
Yeah. Scoreboard, bitch.
Scoreboard. And it was an entirely fucking original ship design for that purpose. It looked like
so cool.
A cross between anal beads and a Christmas tree.
Anal Christmas tree.
Anal Christmas treeds. Oh, Christmas treed, oh, Christmas treed, put it inside my butted hole.
I was going to say, you spear a turd like a
no!
Finishing spear.
No, like a hot dog over a fire, no.
So I took a shit so big at work today that they put a diffuser in the bathroom.
Holy
shit. They put
shit.
Like an oil diffuser in the bathroom.
That's amazing that they gave you a poopty sink.
Yeah, I went in the ladies room. I sit down and I have my morning BM because I, you know, lately I've been running out the door like first thing.
Like I wake up. You went GGEZ at someone.
Yeah, exactly. I made it to work, had a cup of coffee, on the way in, had smoked a cigarette, and so I was just like, it was time. It was ready to go. I had primed the cannon. And I dropped the heat to end all heat. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was the South Park spiral turd.
Yeah, it was crazy in there. And I got done, and I definitely, like, was washing my hands, going, ooh, woo. Joe Biden, I did that. And
oh, this
I came
shit
back
really
like
is an inconvenient truth.
I came back an hour later and there was a fucking oil diffuser in the bathroom.
The actual customers had complained. Wait, is that an employee bathroom?
I'm certain. It is the public restroom.
Oh, this my God.
It's just, it happens to be on the floor where the furniture department is.
I won't dox where you work, but I will say that the clientele deserves that.
Oh, yeah. Smell my shit gas.
Smell my poopy shit farts.
Smell my shitty farts, you fucking bougie assholes.
Smell my necrotic dump. That's a six-level spell.
Necrotic dump? It does 18d6.
Yeah, it's like a vascular mass, but instead of, like, spreading out into a bunch of fucking bio shit, you just shit your guts out like a sea cucumber.
Whoa! Woo!
That's all I had.
Other than that,
that's all the funny.
Other than that, I'm doing great.
Yeah,
other than that, I'm doing great.
I wanted to talk more about the Factorio. You kind of jumped in.
Okay,
with
let's
your
go
thing.
Back to fact. Let's go back to Factorio.
So I'm playing. The most important thing about this is that I put on some mods and I'm allowing myself to use outside blueprints this time. So things are going a lot faster, and I have little tiny spider buddies that come along and build stuff for me. When I place
spider
down
guys.
Blueprints, they just like
spider guys.
And the funny thing is, they're so fucking hyperactive because the second they place something down, there's like a 50-50 chance they'll just whoop, zip to the other side of the screen for no fucking reason.
That's fun.
Like a typewriter resetting, like, and they all just fly over to the southwest. I'm like, what are you doing over there?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Like they're scared of their own block placement. they heard a creeper and they're like.
Are there creepers at Factorio?
I came to blow up everything you've ever known. Explode you out
song?
Of house and home. That's TNT. I shoot my arrows in the air sometimes, saying hey-o.
Okay.
Creepers KO'd.
Little peek behind the curtain.
Uh-huh.
You were reminded of that song the other night. I said something about throwing my hands up in the air sometimes. And so you started singing that, and then you made me listen to it. And when it got to the third verse, you were like, okay, that's enough. That's
I was like, I'm
that.
Sorry. This hurt me just as much as you.
The third verse of the of the fucking Minecraft novelty song.
Dynamite.
Based on TNT.
Based on Dynamite by...
Katy Perry?
No. Pretty sure it was a dude.
Black Eyed Peas? Tayo Cruz?
Tayo Cruz, that was it.
It was Tayo Cruz!
Like it's dynamite.
I got it in three! That was so cool!
That was good, babe. That was like when I beat you with the Gigi D'Agostino knowledge.
When you beat me on that Gigi D'Agostino knowledge, I shit your pants.
Me too! I had double shat pants.
Yeah. It was crazy. You would think my knowledge of, like, somewhat obscure Italian house DJs would be unparalleled in this relationship,
no,
but no.
You let it atrophy in favor of French.
This is true. Really, the most experience I have with Italian DJs is Blatta and Anasia and Crookers. That's all I know.
Yeah.
And anybody who was into Electro House in 2011 is going to be like, oh, I haven't heard those names in forever!
You, like, cut out. You, like, got so excited I can't hear you.
I got so excited that that Discord decided that it didn't need to hear that.
I can't wait to hear that in the edit. I'm going to sound like a mad person going like, I can't hear you while you're screaming.
That's funny. That's fucking funny. I should probably actually check my level. Like, I know I sound okay. Okay, I'm not peaking. Not peaking at all, actually. I got good shapes. Good shaped waves. I'm talking about Digimon.
Hey, we went on a rant there that's entirely too personal, so we're cutting it. Enjoy the rest of the episode. This is a joke that's already been done, I think.
But yeah, we've done
to
this
me,
joke.
It's a slam dunk. It's a slam jam. It's a chaos dunk.
You know what else is a chaos dunk?
Few people have seen a chaos dunk and lived to tell the tale.
This episode of Digimon.
It is. Two, episode it's 14. Good. We have Mimi again.
Mimi's back.
Tell us about it.
Okay. So this, the synopsis begins like this. This section of the article is a stub. You can help by expanding it. Because it starts with the Digidestin go in search of a Digi-Egg when they stop at a diner to eat. That's not how that one begins. This episode opens on like a house party. Oh no, you found something, didn't you?
I hiccuped.
Oh, I just thought you saw like some fucking Shuriman.
I have now.
It was like a precog. Like you like pre you pre cringe.
I hiccuped. No. But
this episode begins with like a house party where there's like guests milling about and there's like music and there's a bunch of like, you know, presumably drunk teens hanging out. And then who should be there but Mimi, who runs down the front steps of the house and says, "Papa," because her dad's there Papa. To pick her up. And that's kind of how that gets. She go, that's Papa, kind of that gets rolling. give me ein clap. So then it cuts back to Japan. Izzy is pacing around the computer lab, wondering, "Hey, how the fuck did Kari go to the fucking digital world without a D3? She left her D3 behind. How did she end up in the digital world with no fucking Digivice? Explain yourself, world."
Explain yourself. I got mandibles. I'm like an ant.
I did the pussy eating.
That's me grabbing gesture. A little ant baby so I can carry it back to safety in the hive.
You know what I mean? Oh, you got little ant babies.
Well, I mean, they're not mine. They're the queen's.
Yes, sure.
Oh, no, I'm going to...
Oh, you're going to sneeze? Bless you.
Thank you.
Have you sneezed on the program before?
I don't think so.
You have a very cute sneeze. I like it.
I've trained it, actually. So, I used to have a very baritone sneeze.
Yeah. No, I did, too. I got to a point where I sneeze nearly silently now.
I can,
if I don't let it out, I can sneeze
I can
real
get
quietly.
I the energy to vocal train my sneezes specifically, but not speech.
Same. Because speech is a fucking pain in the ass.
And it, like, doing it just reminds me how far I am from where I want to be and just makes me just work
yeah,
about my voice.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And I feel
for
like
sure
shit
that's
despite
what's up.
Having made progress.
Yeah, exactly. Like even just there where I said exactly, I had a little bit of vocal fry, which is like a feminization thing.
Yeah.
Which I thought, yeah. Ah. Sometimes, some of it. Okay.
You know what else is
Izzy's
needs to be feminized?
Izzy?
No, that's a child. No. Dom DeLuise Frigimon needs to be force femmed.
Yes.
Tumblr fully user, deletized. I suggest force femme.
So, Izzy's pacing around the computer lab, wondering how the fuck did Kari end up in a digital world with no D3? But there's no fucking time for that because he gets an email, and it's like Tentomon, and Tentomon's like cruising around the digital world looking for digi eggs. How cool is that?
Yeah.
He's looking for more Digimentals.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Nah, I ain't got none. Ain't found one." And the rest of the, many of the other kids are in, there it goes. Many of the other kids are in, the digital world looking for the eggs too. And Kari, TK, and Yole, and Yori are all out there looking for digital eggs, the Digimentals.
Digital eggs.
And Vimon's very hungry, as is Armadamon. As is Hawkmon, they're all like starving. When TK goes, "Hey, look, a restaurant," and I was like, "Oh shit, here we go again."
Even TK is like, "Hold on, this is familiar.
This looks really familiar to me. I don't know what's going on."
"You've been here before."
I forgot that was his voice
what?
In English.
What did you say?
"You've been here before."
It's my homie. It's my homeboy.
You know, they associate...
Do you remember how I opened that episode? I think about how I opened that episode all the time.
You know, that actor is heavily associated with the character of Igor, but he never played Igor in any film. Just trivia.
Igor is the title of an Odd Future album. But I'm going to run that joke back that I did many years ago. where I was like, I thought I'd do this voice for the intro. And then I met DJ Tamerman and I decided I was going to do that voice for the intro. Classic. Go listen to that one. Donovan's on that episode. It's probably one of the best episodes of Data Transfer we've ever done. So go check that one out after you listen to this one.
Why can't I remember
So the Digidestined go in search
this
of a Digi-Egg.
Bothering the shit out of me.
What?
The source of that voice. The actor
oh, yeah.
had that voice.
Is that it's not Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff. Jesus Christ. I was gonna go with Marty Feldman, but he literally, I know him for being Igor in Young Frankenstein, so that's not it.
Boris Karloff did the voice of the motherfucking Grinch, too. I want to let you know
Holy
that shit.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah, he was the Grinch in How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Do you want to watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
I mean, yeah, probably closer to Christmas, but absolutely.
Yeah, it would be like the one thing I want to do for Christmas this year. I want to watch the original How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And I want to watch it with you. So they're looking for the fucking eggs, Corla. Get on track with me.
I'm sorry, I couldn't remember his name, and it threw me off for minutes.
And they eat their meal. They have their delicious, succulent Chinese meal. It's actually like diner food. And Digitamaman, the owner, gets all riled up at them since they don't have any. It says Digidollars here. They want he wants fucking American tender.
He wants American money.
In the Japanese version.
The digital world, for some reason, works off the USD standard.
Right. It's the fucking reserve currency of the digital world. And fucking, like, Yole is like, I'll pay. I got yen. And Digitamon's like, fuck yen!
Digitamon's like, what the fuck is a yen? Get that out of my face.
Get that out of my face. He says, we only deal with American dollars. Anything else is just paper.
Anything else is just paper. Which is funny, because there's actually a lot more coins in yen.
In other currencies.
Than
yeah. Like most other currencies use coins more than the American dollar.
Yeah, paper money is like a new thing.
Yeah, it's wild. So, Mimi and another Digidestined from America, Michael, come in and offer to pay for them. Like, Michael is like, okay, yeah, no, I got you. I'll pay. It's no big deal. I have USD. That's fine. I got you. And at first you're like, who the fuck is that? And then Mimi explains it's Michael.
Is that the kid from the movie? Is that the kid with the Lopmon and the Terrier Mon?
What? Hold on.
It's not. His name was not Michael. And second of all, he has a different Digimon. That's like the big giveaway.
Okay. Who's the American kid in the fucking... Is Cody in the fucking Digimon
Willis.
Movie?
His name was Willis.
Oh my god. You have to see this fucking piece of artwork that I have found.
What's happening?
I'm sending this to you.
Oh! Yeah, that's mid-shot as he's bouncing. I remember this.
It's really disturbing.
No, it's great. He looks like a has-been hotel character with no body. He looks like Fizzaroli from the head up.
Just Fizzaroli's head. Like Karlak's head in the fucking evil version.
No!
Yeah, I didn't mean to decapitate your girlfriend in my run.
No! My girlfriend.
Yeah. Spoilies for Baldur's Gate 3.
I'll bleep it.
But, yeah.
My
bleep it. But we beat Baldur's Gate. We beat Baldur's Gate.
Beep. Oh, we beat it, not beep. Sorry.
We beat Baldur's Gate.
We did. We finished it.
You should censor me saying beat Baldur's Gate.
Anyone who's finished the game multiple times will know what I mean when I say my character pissed herself.
Yeah, anybody who's done some very specific things.
Not a very specific route, in fact. Like a thing that we decided on last second for, like, roleplay reasons.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was cool.
It was like, it was a sad ending.
So fucking bittersweet. And then it just becomes the Undertale genocide ending at the very end there.
Yep. We should do Shadow Hearts Good Run next time.
Yeah.
I want to run Shadow Hearts.
And Lazelles.
Yeah. Astarion, I don't care. I don't care what his good ending is. I don't give a shit.
I mean, we'll finish it to get the help because we'll be on Tactician and we need every fucking bit of help we can get.
Yeah. Those fights are going to be fucked up. Oh, I learned today on Real Lich Hours that vendors restock food.
Yeah. Wait, did you know that?
I didn't fucking know that. I didn't know that. Yeah. It's every long rest and every time you level up. So if you have multiple characters that level at the same time, you can go to a vendor, buy out the food, level the next character, buy out the food, level the character, buy out the food.
That's like in Skyrim how you like kill the shit out of a merchant and then quick load and they're alive again, but they have their inventory restocked. And they're
hilarious.
Gold, more importantly, so you can sell more shit.
Yes. Yes, exactly. But that'll really help on Tactician, knowing how to do that.
Yeah.
After the Digidestin get to know Michael and his Digimon partner, Betamon, TK remembers Digitamamon when he worked for Myotismon, and that he made Matt and Joe work for him. Classic episode. Go listen to that episode where Joe and Matt are working at the diner. Donovan's there. It's very funny. Yole gets into a disagreement with Digitamamon for being a former villain. Digitamamon realizes he was rotten and is now looking for the positive side of things, and he even lets the offers to let the kid's meal be on him in the English version. Didn't happen in the Japanese. Stingy bastard in the Japanese version. It says here, then Gorillamon attacks them. Which is kind of what happens. They, like, walk outside and go fucking Gorillamon just jumps out of the woods and is like, I'll fucking kill you!
Mm-hmm.
So he loads up a big power shot out of his arm cannon. He's a gorilla with an arm cannon. Oh, wait, no, hold on. You have to tee me up. Tee me up on that. Tee me up on what I gotta do here.
Oh, yeah. Describe Gorillamon.
Gun monkey.
You'll get caught up in the gun monkey.
Gun monkey! So gun monkey jumps out of the fucking forest and shoots at him.
Wait, Digitamamon... Gun monkey, we need you. Okay.
I don't know what that is.
That's Dexter's Lab. That's dial M for monkey. You Philistine. You uncultured fucking swine.
I didn't have cable.
Well, I'm going to hit your butt with a cable. So how's that?
Oh, I think I might enjoy that, actually.
What if I...
Are you going to do it hard enough to welt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
I'm going to give you a little back scratches that welts up, too. How's that?
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Now we're on to something.
Yeah, I've been practicing. I've got a lot of practice doing some fucking pain shit.
Okay. Are you going to hurt me good?
How do you feel about knives?
I'm not the biggest fan of knives in a sexual context.
You don't like the tension of having one just kind of close to scary bits? No threat of actually having them used. Just
no threatening of it actually being used. I might enjoy that if it was a... If I knew it was a non-sharpened implement.
Okay. I think the sharpness does something for me. However,
for sure. Like, and it for sure would do something.
However,
like, make me uncomfortable.
I generally only touch with the dull side of the blade, like the non-blade side of the knife, or the flat.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, the point is just being, pardon the pun, being on the knife's edge, right? You're just like...
Sure.
Oh, that could be dangerous, but I trust you. Ah.
Okay, maybe that is making my pee-pee do things. Mm-hmm. Okay. But we should get back to the children's program
no.
and recap on this program.
Just flirt.
So, Digitamon jumps in the way of the big power shot that Gorimon fires at them and is blasted off into the distance, destroying the roof of his diner on the way out.
Yeah,
like the fucking
fucking scrapes the tiling off a section of his roof.
Just blows all the shingles off.
Yeah, it becomes an egg missile. Yeah. In Spyro 3, where they're like, this egg was surprisingly aerodynamic. We're going to design all our submarines after the egg's shape from now on. That was like, cool. I pulled that shit verbatim from memory because I played Spyro 3. I used to play Spyro 3 once or twice a year with my dad and like 100% complete it.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, we did that for nearly a decade, actually.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I had more fun video game memories with my parents.
Like 8 to 16 or 17. It was really nice.
What my favorite parental video game memory is that one year my mom got laid off from the dry cleaner where she worked. Uh-huh. And while she was on employment, she mapped out every inch of the original Legend of Zelda.
That's so sick.
It's pretty sick. She had big pieces of of cardboard and would like each piece of cardboard was a cell of the map.
Uh-huh.
And she would draw all the stuff that she had like a key, like a legend for all the different things that could be in a room.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna pull this off course. If you like that kind of experience, there is a dungeon crawling RPG series that is perfect for you called Etrian Odyssey.
Etrian Odyssey.
It is a first person tile based dungeon crawler. With random encounters, like yes, Grimrock, but also like overworld enemies, and the overworld ones are hard, and when you first encounter them, you're not the right level, so they're obstacles. You have to maneuver around them.
Mm.
But except for tracking those enemies, everything on the map is for you to draw. You use the DS, the bottom screen, to draw your map around you as you go. You look ahead, you see the layout of the room ahead of you, you just kind of sketch out that shape, and then you walk to the edges and you sketch out where doors are and where traps are. And
that's pretty cool.
It's so cool. There's even like a little note system so you can leave notes for custom areas or like things you didn't have the item for. Just, it's, you know, they've made roughly the same game 5 times and it's good every time.
I love it when a series gets to a point where they're just spitting fire. Like, it's just the same shit over and over again, but it's so, like all you have to do, with a thing like a Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, all you have to do is just put out another one in 2 years with some quality of life and, like, level packs.
Yep.
That's all you gotta do
for
a series like that. You don't have to do open world stealth missions. You don't have to, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to fuck up the formula. You can just do the same thing over
FIFA
and over again.
Games don't need you to black bag potential recruits. Yeah. To, like,
right.
Make
you
game.
Don't need to abduct people for your fucking FIFA team. You just put out the game with better quality of life.
You don't need to pass legislation to make sure that your athletes aren't considered employees.
Right.
So NCAA, that your league can stay profitable.
Heads. Bastards. Okay. We're way off course.
We're super off course.
So, Gorillamon attacks and Digitamon defends the kids, only to be blasted some distance away. Betamon, that would be Michael's Digimon partner, digivolves into Seedramon. Excuse me, I'm a little hiccupy.
He digivolves into Seedramon. We get a fucking Seedramon, one of the first champions we ever saw as like a quote bad guy. Really, they just burned the shit out of his tail.
They burned him. And he's like, "Hey, what the fuck?"
Yeah, and now he's on our side. One of the best champion level designs in early Digimon, just hands down.
Yeah, fucking awesome. And it's so cool to see not only like an American Digidestin, someone from another Digidestin team
who's not Willis.
Who's not Willis? Because fuck Willis.
He's Michael.
He's Michael. And to see Michael's Digimon digivolve and fight, and I was really hoping we'd get a Mega Digivolution out of Seedramon.
Right.
I was hoping that they would go whole hog, but they just, you know, it's good enough to just see that. It's very cool. So Betamon digivolves into Seedramon, Palmon digivolves into Togemon, and they remove Gorillamon's Dark Spiral. Digitamamon returns, but he's meaner than before, it says.
That does so little justice to that fight. Motherfucker, like, tries to cook Seedramon while being drowned in the lake.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I get really one shot at this. Really intense
fight. Yeah, really intense fight. Tries to turn him into sushi, but he, like, Seedramon kicks away.
He's a snake. He can coil however he fucking wants to down there.
Yeah, he had him, he was, like, strangling him underwater. And then, well, and fucking
and Goromon has his hand on his throat.
Had his hand around Seedramon's throat. It was a really intense moment.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, transfemme bonding.
Ooh, choking each other.
coiling like a snake.
We all have snake bodies. We're Lamias, actually.
I need to be a Lamia girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Squeeze the life out of my lungs.
But Digitamamon returns after this very cool fight where Togemon punches the fucking Dark Spiral off him. What's the attack name that she uses?
Oh, it was something funny. I don't remember.
It was funny. You'll watch this episode, listener. Surely everybody who listens watch to this podcast watches the episodes. It's pretty good.
We don't fucking care. It's what we do.
We don't make any money off the Digimon part of it.
And the people who originally animated it ain't getting shit.
Nah, it's true. You gotta get a bootleg DVD. So,
please support the official release.
Yeah. Digitamamon returns, but now he's meaner than before, it says.
He's Digitamamon.
He's Digitamamon. And he pushes Mimi, angering Yole.
Oh.
And she decides to finally be honest about her feelings regarding Digitamamon.
Push is such a funny, mild way to put that. He headbutts her in the sternum so hard she collapses to the ground.
Yeah, no good. No good at all.
She can barely breathe.
And so Yole finally decides to be honest about her feelings regarding Digitamamon, even if she might not want to admit them. And that triggers the Digi-Egg of Sincerity, allowing Hawkmon to Digivolve, Armor Digivolve, rather, into Shuramon.
Shuramon. Describe Shuramon.
Spring Ninja.
Spring Ninja. He's like a Kirby enemy. It's great.
He is. He's awesome. Like, and so like Shuramon has an intense battle against Digitamamon, wherein he throws a shuriken that gets lodged in Digitamamon's fucking egg window head.
Which reveals to him that it's, like, empty while that attack is, the ghost attack is firing off.
Yeah, so he throws Nightmare Syndrome, still one of the fucking goat names of
throwing out
of
his, like,
attack.
Ghost yolk.
His ghost yolk flies out and attacks you. But the vacant shell gets a goddamn shuriken lodged in it, and then that's not quite enough to defeat him. So Pegasusmon and Nefertimon do angelic binding,
yeah,
or whatever the fuck that move's called.
Sanctuary binding, or whatever it is.
Sanctuary binding, and they snatch up Digitamamon, who then gets a shuriken drilled on a spring into his corpus, which is revealed to be a universe of some kind.
He's
on the inside
Kirby.
Of Digitamamon. He's a Kirby.
He's a Kirby. There's a fucking universe on the inside of his tum-tum.
Like, why? Like, why, though? That's got to be something from Japanese folklore.
It's got to be, because that's, like, that's true of Gluttony from MFA, or FMA, too, MFA. Male
Master
to female
Finer.
Alchemist.
That's us. So
the Philosopher's Stone was just HRT.
Yeah. No, it kind of is. We get to, like, remake ourselves.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool. But he manages to destroy the Dark Spiral that was making him evil. End of synopsis, but not end of episode, because they have to have the you know, tearful goodbye with Mimi and Michael back to the United States. Yeah. Pretty good episode, I'd say. What do you rate it on a scale of rookie to mega?
I give this one an ultimate. It's not quite a mega, despite having Mimi. Michael drags it down by being a goody little two-shoes blonde piece of shit fucking fucking
fuck
how
you.
Dare you. You're skewing the gender profile even further. Get out of here.
Get out of here. I want to see the American girl Digidestin.
Yeah! I mean, it's Mimi now. She's just an American at this point. She's got
that
pink
hair.
She's hanging out
did.
With American Digidestin.
They kind of did do that.
She's just living over there now.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm
gonna. You know what? I am gonna call it a mega just because we get like full on, unequivocal, actual contact with a Digidestined from another group of Digidestined. That is momentous to me.
We also get full on contact between a Digimon and a Digidestined to the sternum.
To the sternum. But like the fact that we actually like it's for real, like we know now for sure that there are American Digidestined, which means there are probably Mexican Digidestined, which means there's, you know, English Digidestined. Like what kind of, that the fact that that opens that wide open. Yeah. There's like
we also get the knowledge
infinite room for OCs.
That the Diaboromon crisis and Myotismon crisis were both responsible for awakening the Season 2 Digidestined.
Collectively,
that's what awakened each of them.
Very quietly important for the lore of this series.
Yeah, it comes very important, like, halfway through this season, actually. Like, there's a lot of Digidestined.
Very cool reveal, I feel, with this. So for that reason, I give it a mega.
Absolutely.
I gotta hit the button. I gotta press this button.
Pussy two.
Did you hear it?
No.
No, because you have to edit it in. Oh.
I'm like, oh, did she figure out a solution? That's great. That's less work for me. I'm a dingle vingle.
Pussy two. Pussy two.
Pussy two.
Pussy two.
Pussy is Pussy the deux. French name for Goldeen, the Pokemon.
Poissy de.
Poissy. Poissy, poissy. It's very good. All right. I'm going to start with you, and we'll go roundies. Roundsies.
Okay.
We're going to start with something I just think is great. It's not really porn. Like, it's not porn at all, actually.
All right. Check it out. It's Fat Shurimon.
That's it.
Shurimon, but fat.
But he's fat, and he's got like ninja leaves. Big old tummy,
big old tummy in his ninja gi, with his like it almost looks like a Sheikah mask, like the fucking veil
in front of
his face, with the like feather on his head and the big shuriken on his back. But he's a big fucking tubby lard ass, and I love it.
And he's still got his springy arms.
He does still have his springy arms, like, of course.
Pseudo Rayman arms.
Yeah. It's fun. This is great. I like this.
Yeah, this one's just really nice. It's just fat representation in Digimon fan art.
We fuck with
like,
it.
Like, it's not a joke. He's framed very nicely.
It's not played for laughs. He's framed heroically, yeah.
And in a way that still shows off that he's quite large. It's great. I love this one. My turn.
Okay.
Penis!
All right. Get it, girl. You tell him all about it.
So the thing I didn't notice about Goromon, or Gorillamon in English, is that he's got three belts strapped around his thigh, one atop the other, like he's fucking PSX Lilith. That's a call-out post. I love you. Please come on the pod. Your work is so great. I love your do-not-watch-this-videos content. Okay, so... This is a pretty accurate representation of Goromon, including his four pack.
Yeah, he's fucking ripped.
Except, I wonder if it's the same artist. If this is the same artist we've had before, because that hairy ball seam is like a recurring thing. I've seen that at Hasker. Least once before.
Hasker is the name of the Hasker. Artist.
Yeah, I have no idea. Is the thing. I don't remember who made the previous arts. But he's got this little biomechanical can on his arm. He's all cool and shit. But his dick is out. He's just standing there menacingly like he's about to beat the shit out of you. Except his dick is hard. It's incredibly erect. And there's just like... It's drooling pre-cum. Like someone... Like Pavlov ring a bell for his penis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the whole thing was dog's drool. You get it. Ball seam. Hairy cock ball drool. Seam. And like a big old patch of crotch fur.
I really like Hairy Ball Seam as a name.
Yeah. You really enjoyed Ball Seam earlier with your fucking Street Fighter joke.
This afternoon, we were talking about ball seams.
Yeah.
What was it? You were talking about coughing so hard that you rupture your ball seam?
Yeah, something like that. Sneezing.
And I... sneezing so hard. And I was like, yeah, pronounced like the stretchy guy from Street Fighter.
So fucking good. All right, but yeah, that one's just, I don't know if I'd call it
just a
tasteful. Yeah, no, it's tasteful.
It's pretty.
There's nothing like crazy about it. He's just out and proud.
Do you know what the difference I feel between a tasteful nude of a mask character and a non-tasteful nude of a mask character is?
Scowling? DreamWorks?
Erection.
Face? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think a boner is inherently not tasteful.
You've stepped into furry discourse, my friend. partner of mine. You've stepped into furry discourse, where there's actually a thing where fucking cishet gay furries are like, only the top should be erect in the fucking image. Like, if you're gonna have subs, they all have to have their wieners flaccid.
Hey! I bottom, and I get harder than fuck exactly. when I bottom. Like, no, like fuck off.
It's all about, like, what they get off to or what makes them uncomfortable, I guess. I really don't know, but this was like, a genuine thing that popped off across, like, FA and furry IRC chats for a couple of years back in, like when I was 19 and 20. Hell? Yeah, no, it was a weird time and a stupid thing to fight over, but it was just like, you shouldn't have a boner unless you're penetrating.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard of in my fucking life. Yeah. Have you ever watched, like, human pornography, furry people?
It occurs to me that this could very well have been people stirring shit on purpose as a
just to fuck with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then getting, like, people to go, actually, no, I really believe, like, you know, making true believers as grifters. Like, that's a thing. That's a thing that happens.
It truly is a thing.
Your turn.
Okay, what's up next? Okay. Hey, this kind of rocks, actually. All right, so what we have here is sort of like a soft depiction of a Gorimon and a very happy Edamon, who's just, like, stoked as fuck. And they are doing some dick-bottom to dick-bottom frottage.
Yeah.
Where Gorimon is laying on his back. And Edamon has positioned himself over Gorimon. And Gorimon is jerking their dicks together. And they... At least Edamon appears to be coming. I think Gorimon is, like, mid-cum as well.
Yeah. He's preeing a little bit. It's great. Also got a cum shot from Edamon directly over his eye.
Oh, yeah.
You see a little squiggle. He's annoyed about it. He's like, ugh. He's
like, ugh, you nutted on my face.
Couldn't have warmed me at all.
You could have given me a zup.
I could have blocked it with a huge arm cannon.
And Edamon is just, like, so happy to be here. He's just so stoked.
Come in my Mega Buster. It's the biggest hole I have.
Fucking Mega Man X rocks. Mega Man Triple X.
Penis. I am done.
Penis, penis,
oh, but you know what else is in this image,
penis,
Audrey?
Penis. What's in
it's
this
very
image?
Important. A thing that we've discussed before. Edamon's cum.
Edamon's cum. Love you too. Yeah, that is Edamon's cum. All over that Gorillamon's face.
Yeah. All right, so now we have one more segment to do.
Yeah, and that segment is called the one where we name our digital champion.
Yeah. All right, give me yours first.
Okay, my digital champion is fucking Seadramon.
Fuck yes.
For being so cool. Cool.
We miss having a fucking water party member.
Yeah, dude, and like... You know Seadramon has, like, the same power. Like, Betamon probably has a lot of the same powers as Gomamon, you would think.
Well, he's like, lightning instead of fish, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he gets ice as Seadramon?
I think it's Isis Hegemon. I could see that having a lot of utility, is all I'm saying.
Absolutely, yeah.
So yeah, it's Hegemon for sure. For looking very elegant, like, because I feel like the original Hegemon that we saw was a little less swishy than this one. This is
He had just woken up from having his tail on fire. He was effectively feral.
Yeah, he was very angry. This was a very pretty Hegemon, who I think comported himself well.
Closer
I'm very
to
proud
a
of that
to
boy.
A Milotic than a Gyarados, if we want to compare to Pokemon. Look up Milotic. Milotic.
I have to itch my leg.
Itch your leg.
I'm itching my leg right now.
Itch your leg.
I'm doing it.
Do it.
Oh god, that feels good. I got dry skin on my legs because I've been listeners. My heat has been out for a while, and it's like fucking 12 degrees out, so I have to crouch in front of a space heater
which means
all the time.
No moisture.
Which means no moisture on my legs ever. I should put moisturizer on my legs.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Well, my digital champion is you for being my little subby gal. For being my pretty little kitty.
Hmm. Okay, but like for real, who's your digital champion?
You!
Are you sure?
I'm going to make it you.
Me?
Because you're just such a cutie pie. I just want to...
You make me very...
Yeah, I want to give you a big old hug and then bend you over and leave welts on your butt.
Oh, God.
I'm going to fucking finger you while you squeal.
Word. I'm very into that.
And then when we're all done with the sexy stuff, I want to lay down next to you and tweak your silly little nose and give you a whole bunch of smooches all over your face and tell you what a good girl you were for me.
Oh, I want that.
Oh, poor baby.
Why do you have to be so fucking far away from me? This is stupid.
I know. I didn't choose it, babe. You know that.
That's right.
If I could have stuck around the last couple of times, I would have just done it.
Yep. I know. Oh, well.
I don't think Sid would have appreciated that.
Sid would not have liked it if you had been there the entire 3 months that I lived with them.
Yeah, they were so fucking kind to me for how long I was there. That's
all that I was really cool.
More
than
I could ask.
Yeah. Shout out to our friend Sid for hosting me over the summer
being
and hosting Corla as well. And being one of the coolest people I've ever met.
Letting me play the drums. I like to play.
Okay, well, we've come to the end of the episode. Edamon's come to the end of the episode, and it's time to do plugs.
I had to fucking edit that in twice now.
You didn't do it on the last one.
I didn't. That's right, but that's specifically the phrase, so I can literally just cut in us saying it before and do less effort. I'm funny.
You are funny.
Yeah, Post Ponies is another podcast that I do with two of my partners and a good friend, Ruby. It's four trans femmes doing a retrospective of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic and the rise of American fascism. It's a grand old time. It's somehow even hornier and stupider than this show. And you can find us on any podcast thing or at smallgayhorse.com.
Best URL in the game. Did you hear Donovan's description of Post Ponies on a recent RFTB?
No, not yet. What they say?
I'm talking about Post Ponies at some point, and Donovan just goes, "It's four trans women yelling over each other. It's really funny." It's really
good. And none of them can stay on track. We have literally the worst person in charge of keeping us on track. Because all you have to do is tell her get on track, and then she'll giggle for minutes on end.
It's awesome. Hey, guess what?
What? Tittum! Boobalooby! Give me your plugs while you show titty.
Okay. My plugs are that I do another podcast called Data Transfer. Then I do another podcast called Radio Free Tote Bag. It's a show about relationships. You can find it wherever you find podcasts and at our website, rftb.me. We do goofy relationship advice and, well, we do sincere relationship advice and goofy japes. And it's a lot of fun, and we have a great time, and you should definitely listen, because we're funny and great.
There's a reason we can't do a video version of Patreon.
Yeah, there's a reason we don't do video content for Patreon of us.
Just flash each other throughout the episode.
Just show each other our boobs in the middle of the episode.
It's great. It keeps us motivated.
Yes. The next time you go off on like a really hard tangent, I'll just whip my tit out and be like, if you get back on track, I'll leave my tit out.
Yes, I'm. Fold my hands in my
folks.
Lap.
Now's the time of the show where we do our listener shout-outs, which we forgot to do last time, and I feel like a shithiel about it.
I should edit that in for the last one. We were so fucking wasted when I put that
episode. We were fucking done for. We were so dead.
Oh, my God.
Wow, we've just hit 10. We've hit 10 patrons on the paid tier. We're halfway to our first set of Digidestined tier being wrapped up. So I got to go over to the audience tab and catch a snip of this. And then I will post it to you. What's that face?
Oh, I'm practicing my DreamWorks eyebrow.
Nice. Okay. Do you want to start the shout outs?
Yeah. We start off with Saturday's Claire.
This penguin is a cat.
Jubilation Lee.
Pablo Hummus.
Mish.
Waylon the Sprite Smith.
Maya.
Teresa.
Bubba Nitro. Me Bub.
And my Metamore Gigi. Thank you so much for joining us at the Digidestined tier. You truly are the Digi in our mind.
Gigi is a dog.
Gigi is a dog girl dog and mom. A dog boy sometimes.
But always dog.
Except but always dog.
When
at
it's
all
hot not to be.
Except when it's hot not to be. Except when, like, if somebody hypnotized her or them into never, like, you know what I mean? Into some embarrassing thing or something invalidating of their identity, they would come so hard about it.
That's what I mean. If it's hot.
Yes.
She could be fucking whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Love you, Gigi.
But only if it's hot. Love you, Gigi. You're fun. We love you. And we love you, listener. And I think it's important for you to get out there and buy the product.
Yeah! Rats, rats, we are rats. Some of them and another one of birthday bash. Michael, it's your birthday today. Get your ice cream, it's on its way. And Michael, take a good boy to see it. For one of your kids while we are.